this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual health specialist. I treated over 7,000 men. In this episode, we're going to talk about what is the relationship between sleep and your morning erection. Because as you all know, morning erection is kind of like your best thing. Kind of like you wake up and you're like, are you there? Are you awake? Are you alive? And it's also your barometer on how you're doing. And I know it's important for men because you start having it in puberty and you have it throughout your life. And when you don't have it, you kind of miss it, right? Let me know what you think. Well, morning erection, or the formal medical term, is called nocturnal penile tumescence, NPT. So they are normal physiological phenomena that occur during sleep, and particularly REM sleep, or rapid eye movement. It is considered a sign of healthy vascular and neurological function in the penis. So what I'm trying to say is, when you have morning wood, it is considered that everything is working down there. You have healthy vascular system. You have healthy neurological system. However, the absence of morning erection can have multiple causes, both benign and pathological. We're just going to focus on sleep today. There are many other factors that will affect your morning erection, but let's focus on sleep. It's something that is so simple, but yet so pivotal in your life, and particularly for your sex life, for every day. Because if you don't sleep well, you're not going to function that day or the day after. Sleep is like blinking your eye. It is a must. Now, consider this. So the normal sleep cycle is common to wake up without an erection, but if awakening does not coincide with REM sleep, then your morning erection may not appear. So we're going to talk about common causes for no morning erection. So sleep is important. We'll dive into that later. Number two is aging. So the frequency and rigidity of morning erection tend to decrease with age, due to natural decline in testosterone and changes in your erection tissue, such as age-related atrophy, collagen or scar tissue development that lead to venous leakage. I have talked about it in my previous episode about what venous leakage is, so check it out here. So sleep quality and disturbances, what it does is that it disrupts your circadian rhythm and can really, really disrupt the mechanic of your morning erection. Now, other physical condition can affect your morning erection, such as diabetes, heart condition, high blood pressure, kidney disease, nerve disorder, and Peyronie's disease. Of course, low testosterone could contribute, but it's not the only reason. Something to consider: medication, such as high blood pressure medication, antidepressant, tranquilizer like anxiety medication, appetite suppressant. I know appetite suppressants are kind of the big deal now where people are taking it to lose weight, but that will also affect your morning erection. And medication for enlarged prostate will affect your morning wood, as well as any type of painkillers. Depression, anxiety will play a role into this. And I gotta mention lifestyle factors such as smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, overweight, and sedentary lifestyle can really impact the vascular health or blood flow, which then will reduce morning erection. Now, the absence of morning erection is not always a cause for concern, especially if it occurs with aging, but if it is persistent loss of morning erection and accompanied by erectile dysfunction during sexual activity, may indicate underlying vascular nerve or hormone that really need an evaluation with your doctor. Now, when to seek advice? Well, you seek advice is when you have persistent loss of morning erection with ED. And the first thing you should do is to get blood work and to really look at your diet, or your exercise, your weight, are you smoking, how much alcohol you're drinking. Like I talk about my other episode here as well. So let's dive a little bit into sleep. How does REM sleep affect morning erection? Rapid eye movement or REM sleep play a central role because it often happens during sleep, of course, but that's just when dreaming is most common. Dreaming only occurs in REM sleep. The body experiences a shift from sympathetic, which is fight or flight, to parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. Parasympathetic is where you get your erection. That's where you are relaxed. You want to be in parasympathetic for morning wood and erection. Sympathetic, take away your erection. So the parasympathetic nervous system, especially the nerve that around the pelvic area, stimulate blood flow to the penis. So REM sleep stimulate the parasympathetic. Number two is that men typically experience multiple REM cycles through the night, and with each REM phase, an erection can occur 4 to 6 times each night, lasting 5 to about 30 minutes. So Mother Nature is already helping you exercise your penis at nighttime as many as 4 to 6 times a night. And what happened is that REM sleep get longer towards the morning, and the likelihood of waking up during or just after an REM phase increases. That's how morning wood is more noticeable in the morning. You may not notice morning wood at nighttime. So during REM sleep, inhibitory signals from the brain in the area called the locus coeruleus are reduced. So it's reduced, allowing more excitatory testosterone-mediated pathway to induce an erection. So the activation of the parasympathetic nervous system during REM sleep lead to smooth muscle relaxation and also opening of the penis artery, and therefore increasing blood flow and erection. Now, interestingly, testosterone levels are the highest also in early morning and also contribute to the frequency and rigidity of the morning wood. Although it's not the primary driver at this point, it's really the driver is REM sleep. So the clinical significance is that the presence of morning wood is a sign of healthy nerve, healthy vascular system, and that the absence may indicate issues with your sleep, your hormones, and your vascular and your nerve health. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself, it's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Now I'm going to give you some tips in today's episode to how to improve your REM sleep. Because more REM sleep, more morning wood, more testosterone, more erection, and better erection. So number one, maintain a consistent sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, including the weekends. This regularity helps regulate your circadian rhythm and ensure you cycle through all your sleep stages, including REM sleep. Number two, prioritize sleep duration. REM sleep increases in the second half of the night. So getting enough sleep, usually around 7 to 9 hours for adults, is crucial. Short sleep duration can significantly reduce REM sleep. Number three, optimize your sleep environment. Keep the bedroom dark, quiet, and cool, ideally cool to 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit. I know that's kind of cool, and your partner may complain because I'm always kind of cold nature. Right now, it's 70 degrees. I'm sitting here with a jacket on. So you got to talk with your partner how much you want to lower that temperature down to, because I'm always fighting with my husband when it's around like 67, 65 degrees. But coolness will actually help you sleep better. And then you can add blackout curtain, and you can also add white noise machine. Yes, white noise machines. I'm going to leave you a link for blackout curtain and white noise machine in the episode description, because I use a white noise machine to actually sleep and also use that in my office. Also use comfortable bedding on your bed to minimize this disturbance that can fragment your REM sleep. And number four, avoid substances that disrupt REM sleep. Yes, alcohol. Limit or avoid alcohol before going to bed because it can suppress REM sleep by 25%, as well as caffeine and nicotine, which are stimulant that will delay REM onset and reduce its duration. So do not take caffeine or nicotine at least 6 to 8 hours before bedtime. Yes, 6 to 8 hours. Believe me, I am a caffeine drinker too. I know that I have to probably stop at around 3 p.m. if I want to have my good REM sleep. Number five, establish a relaxing bedtime routine, meaning engaging in calming activity before bed, such as reading, not on your iPad or on your phone, no screen. Just reading, simple old-fashioned, take out a book or a newspaper or a magazine to read, or even listening to soft music, or taking a warm bath, or practicing gentle stretching exercises. But avoid screen time, avoid anything that stimulates your brain, especially blue light. That's what comes from the screen. That will also interrupt your sleep, so avoid the blue light and screen time, guys. Number six. Exercise regularly, because moderate exercise, which is about 30 minutes 4 to 5 times a week, or a total of 150 minutes per week, is associated with improved sleep quality and more REM sleep. But avoid intense workout close to bedtime. I would say probably not like at least 4 hours before you go to bed, because it can be very stimulating. Number seven, manage stress and mental health. So what that means is that stress and anxiety can really disrupt your REM sleep. Haven't you noticed sometimes when you're kind of stressed, you don't sleep throughout the night, you keep waking up, the next day you wake up more tired, because that's what happened, that you didn't get your REM sleep. So what you can do is meditation, and then you can also do yoga practices that will really minimize the stress. And also, if you have sleep apnea, you need to use your equipment or get diagnosed and control the sleep apnea. Number nine, dietary consideration, such as consuming foods rich in magnesium, which is spinach and almond, and tryptophan, which is turkey, bananas, and eggs, may really support sleep quality and indirectly benefit sleep. Now, I take a magnesium supplement at nighttime because I don't really have a lot of time during the daytime to eat a lot of these vegetables or even eat turkey. So I'll put my favorite magnesium supplement that I take myself at nighttime. So my husband and I, we take magnesium and a melatonin chewable for our sleep routine. And then number 10, my favorite, replace your old bedding. Uncomfortable pillows or mattresses can cause disruption in your sleep. So updating the bedding or fine sheets like satin sheets. Satin sheets help with skin, help with your hair, even satin pillows. I'll put that recommendation here in my Amazon store. See all these links. And just even putting a little bit of essential oil on the bedding may also help. So These are the 10 tips to improve your REM sleep that will give you better morning erection, better improvement in your testosterone, and better erection overall. So I hope you find this helpful. And I really, really want to make sure that I give you all the tools that you need to get out of ED. So it means the world to me if you subscribe to the channel, get notifications, share it with somebody that you feel may benefit from this, and know that you do not have to suffer with ED in silence. They're all alternative to ED. That's why I created the Modern Man Club to give you the pathway to get out of ED and the support that you need for things that really work to avoid all the confusion that's out there on the internet. The Modern Man Club is here for you. Check it out at noedman.com. And also know that there are options. Having said that, I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man. And just know that we together can create a sexual revolution to help men and women have the best sexual health. See you in the next episode. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.